Yeah, man.
I need to poop.
Oh, you always need to poop. Why can't you poop before we do this?
I try, but it's not ready.
Oh, so then you need to change your schedule.
Not ready.
Is it green?
You need to poop at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I do.
It is Christmas Doom. Hello, that's what it's from, right?
Yes, it is.
Christmas Doom. Welcome to episode 75 and potentially our last episode of the year. I'm not sure. It depends on where we all are. Before New Year's, but
drunk
perhaps. We could do a drunk episode, but this will be our so-called Christmas episode, and it's not really that much to do with Christmas except for the date, but I don't care.
We celebrate Christ and all that he's done.
What about you?
For me personally.
Yeah.
He's done a lot for me.
He has?
As
maybe
a Jew?
Not positive, you know. But he's done a lot.
Well, George Carlin said, if Jesus is a Jew, why the Spanish name? And I agree with him. What do you think about that?
To me, it's a Puerto Rican name, Jesus. So I don't know what George Carlin's talking about.
Ah.
You know, so Puerto Rico was not even around at that time, but that's okay.
Exactly.
It was
Jesus knew it would
Boricua
be.
Land.
He's a prophet making profit. Okay, the Jewish Ooh. Man was the Ethan right there. Say hello.
I got a Christmas tree this year.
Oh, that's strange. The black man on my left, even though he's not on my left, is the Al.
Yes, the Al. That's correct.
And I'm the Asian man here, with all the
ding 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 ding.
And our Puerto Rican correspondent could not be here today. He is feeling ill. Let's all wish him well.
Hope you puke.
What was that?
I don't know. I just made some noise.
Okay. And I'm your host, Mr. Troupon / Austin / Crapiter in chief of this bullshit thing. Mm. And we're recording on Saturday instead of Sunday. So if you sent in your mailbag late, it's your fault because I did announce it on my blog. Saturday, December 22nd at noon. And instead of going by our normal routine, because our friend has to go to light the menorah at approximately 1. We will start off with batshit insane news that happened in the gaming world. Nothing serious. Well, some of them are serious, but they're all weird. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start off with some friendly Wii accessories called the Woo for your Wah.
The Woo for your Wah.
I don't know what this is.
I don't know either.
What is this?
An airplane controller stand for Wah.
I cannot wait.
Okay, so apparently it looks like a toy airplane. Oh, no. That's just the picture on the box. It's a toy airplane. And the actual stand is like what is this?
It looks like a flight stick.
Yeah.
It's like the two things that was in like the Knight Rider car.
Yeah. And one side has the remote and the other side has the nunchuck.
So it's like a flight yoke and you put your hands on it and like, but it's not for your Wii.
It's for your
Wah.
And the Woo.
And it's by Woo.
No. It's also designed for the Woo.
Oh, it's also, okay. So it's also designed for the Woo. That's how it works. It's basically for your Wa, which is spelled W-A-A, and also works for Woo, which is spelled W-U with an umlaut over the U.
Yeah. Just think the eyes and the Wii connected with a little bar at the bottom, like Siamese twins joined at the ankle.
Joined at the ankle. Three-legged race. But this is, I don't know why this exists.
I'm totally getting this.
This is probably from, like, Hong Kong or something.
Yeah.
Get it now. Nobody's going to buy it, and it's going to be a collector's item, and you'll sell it for $1 billion in 50 years.
Yeah.
Compatible with Woo.
Paddle with Woo Bitch.
This is on Kotaku, and if you want to see this abomination, search the keyword crap,
poop,
Nintendo Wii peripherals, and piracy.
Yeah.
Do you want this for Christmas?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't have a Wii. I need to get a Wii first.
Wii would like to play. Okay. Next up, there's a rumor that what was that?
No, we were just laughing.
I thought you said something.
I laughed. I don't know what else.
I laughed too.
Sweet.
There's a rumor that Xbox 360's jam wireless networks. Huh. The IT staff at Morrisville State College.
State.
Apparently they have nothing better to do. Have attributed recent connectivity problems in their wireless networking equipment to the interference of signals sent by Xbox 360s connected to wireless LANs. According to staff members, the recent popularity of the system in colleges' dorms has led to networking issues with everything from notebook computers to the Bluetooth headsets the staff uses while working on campus. But the controllers freaking use radio frequency. They don't use Bluetooth. Anyway. The evidence compiled by this nice school so far is admittedly anecdotal, but according to MSC Network admin Matt Barba, the school's WLAN architecture employs software that gives access points more control over wireless behavior than does this is so boring.
So hasn't the thought ever considered or come to them that maybe people are playing too much Xbox 360?
Maybe. Or downloading Xbox porn.
You know?
Or just traffic. I mean, there's nothing about it. I know there's nothing about it that should jam Bluetooth.
That's true.
As far as a wireless network, I don't know that it's Xbox 360 itself. It's a freaking college dorm. And this is what was it? Morrisville State College.
Yep, state.
Yeah, I'm sure the air infrastructure is just top notch.
Not even a university.
If any of you have gone to, are going to, are alumni of, or graduated from Morrisville State College, we apologize for any implication that your wireless internet infrastructure is kind of bunk.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you something. It's kind of bunk if it's going to if it can't support 360
or 2.
Or 360 of them.
Yeah.
A 360.
Oh!
Boom. Oh! Oh! Get me there. Okay. Valve runs out of plushy weighted companion cubes. If you haven't been in the loop, and I sure haven't, Valve was selling crates. Actually, plushy companion cubes, which appeared in Portal. That should be enough for you, if anyone who's played it. I haven't played it, so yeah. I'm not laughing just yet, but I know its significance. And Valve sold out, so you can't get any more for Christmas.
Sucks. Those must be hot.
Do you want one for Christmas?
Item. No.
Okay. School is offering game time as a reward. Selly Oak School in Birmingham is trying a new technique to motivate students. The top 180 out of the 410 pupils, that's not very much of a standard, is it? Yeah. Receive platinum award cards that grant them special access to a game room featuring a Wii and other consoles. Plus the top 20 students get to wear... Oh, my God.
Wait.
Plus, the top 20 students get to wear special uniforms.
Wow. Special uniforms?
What do they look like?
I don't know, but that's scary to me. Apparently, the reward system works since teachers are now spending half the time they used to use on discipline. So, wait, these kids get to... Okay, blog stuff.
These kids are going to be the geekiest kids on the face of the planet.
No,
it's going to be awesome.
Wait, stop. This is still America. They're going to get beat up still.
Yep, true.
Especially now because they get to actually do something that the kids who can't succeed want to do. It's not like...
And they're like pegged with armbands like in the Holocaust.
Exactly.
With their special uniforms.
You know?
Right.
So it's like, okay, all the smart kids, they're A, going to be ridiculed for being smart. Then B, they're going to be beat up for playing Wah.
And then, Wah! And Nintendo Wah!
And then, on top of that, everyone knows that they have Woo access because they because they're wearing these glowing ass uniforms that
uniforms.
Nobody else is wearing.
They're glowing.
They're fucking glowing. And that's, I mean, if this was like in Japan or if this was in China or if this was in like some other third world country,
it would
where
make
kids
sense.
Don't just like beat other kids up for being different. I mean, I'm sure they do that everywhere, but it's real
it's
notorious
America.
Out here in America where
in America,
we're fighting terror.
It's not good to be smart.
So,
otherwise, you can't be president. if you're smart.
I mean, it looks like it's all right since the teachers are, you know, they've got a load off of their backs, but I bet you later on there's going to be a problem.
My whole thing is 180 out of 410 pupils. And that's like, I can't do math even though I am an Asian man.
Nah, I'm going to do math. Fuck that. 180 over 410. 43%.
That's 44% of students.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's not a standard at all.
No, it's not.
If you're going to my school, you got to be smart ass to play the WAC.
Because next thing you know, you know what they're going to do, right? They're going to have people like, you know, rigging the bell curve. So it's like, all right, I'll pay you such and such money just to get an 80 so that I could get to play because I have a 60 average and I'm 181.
It's retarded. Sex worker advocate points to Grand Theft Auto violence as, quote, normalizing, end quote. What? Okay. This is from Kotaku. And Michael McWhorthor says, you may not be aware that today is the 5th annual International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers. Did you know that?
I didn't know that there was a day to end violence against sex workers.
That's where I have to go.
I didn't know that sex workers really deserve... No, let me stop.
Yeah.
But the Toronto Sun and Anastasia Kuzik of the Sex Workers Alliance of Toronto are. The latter was, quote, in the... was Oh, God. Spell right. The latter was quoted in the former as saying that, quote, sex work is a job and violence isn't in the job description, eh? And quotes to... and points to depictions of violence against prostitutes in popular culture as legitimizing. Specifically... Kuzik points the finger at Rockstar Games' Grand Theft Auto series.
It's the only game where you can beat up prostitutes.
There's a video game out there where you can run down prostitutes and kill them and beat them up and take their money. It feeds into the whole subculture of allowing the violence to continue. Violence against sex workers should not be normalized, but it is. What?
What?
Okay.
Oh, sure. I see what they're talking about. They think that think that violence against sex workers is just like violence against everybody else, and that is bound to happen. And well, shit, we can't really have an advocation to just like stop it or advocacy to what, just what, stop
why
it.
Why don't you advocate that violence towards your pimp who slaps you every
no,
day?
I'm saying pimp and slick get- back.
And where do we get that from? Movies. So start targeting movies instead of Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm. But you know what's funny? I must admit that I did in my old GTA 3 days pick up a prostitute and then beat up after she serviced me, but it was only it was only something that I could do in a video game because I respect my sex workers. More power.
You have your own.
It's somewhat of an odd aside for the topic, but I suppose it warrants discussion. The beating of hookers is one of Grand Theft Auto's focal points when discussing its level of violence, mostly due to the perception that one benefits greatly or is scored better somehow for the killing of the game's street workers. Are you, or do you just get your money back, don't you?
You get whatever money they're carrying.
Okay.
Which may be less than what you gave them.
However, virtually any bystander can be beaten or killed for reward.
Yeah,
and just another note on Kotaku. What were you saying about the Franken review for Knights?
I was saying something about it.
Yeah, online, something about Mark Wilson saying that.
Oh, he said that Knights was a Dreamcast cult classic.
This from the guy who claims to know how reviews should work and why they don't. Thank you, Mark Wilson, for providing us our little entertainment for the day. Going back to Game Life blogs from our favorite blogger. What's her name?
Susan.
Gaming beats drugs for managing pain. A researcher at Canada's Simon Fraser University, not to be confused with the state university college, which couldn't uphold an Xbox 360 network. See, I already forgot the name of that. Has found that people suffering from chronic pain consistently find more relief from playing video games than from taking medications.
Mm. Huh. It's called entertainment.
In controlled experiments, patients immersed in a virtual world experience less pain than those relying on drug therapy alone. Diane Gromala, founder of SFU's Biomedia Lab, is working with doctors to integrate such technology with more traditional pain therapies. Anyone who's ever put off eating, sleeping, or making that trip to the bowl because they were so absorbed in the game can understand how much a distraction might be therapeutic for those who are suffering from long-term illnesses. Perhaps one day, chronic pain patients will be prescribed Xbox Live or Lord of the Rings Online memberships instead of Tylenol or morphine, and then completely destroy their social lives. So no, please don't do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to essentially just, like, kill pain and create an addiction. Because...
To morphine.
Not to morphine, to... Wow.
I meant metaphorically.
Oh, metaphorically, yes.
I thought games caused more pain. Because when I get pissed at a game and I throw my controller and then, like, I mistime the throw and it, and like, the Wii cord, like, snags against my thumb and it hurts. Because I get mad at games. They don't manage my... Do games manage your pain?
They yes. manage my pain? Yeah, I guess so. If I lose, I get mad. And that's the game managing, you know, telling me when to feel pain. And when I win, I feel happy, you know, and stuff. Managing my
can't pain. Catch me. Almost got me. Oh, look at that! You almost got me. Come on, keep trying.
You happy? No, you didn't.
Any words on this, Ethan Frome?
Yeah, this is a really cool kind of thing that's going on, man. Games for health. It's pretty huge. I think you keep seeing more and more of this stuff.
Woo, what do I go to play? Jerry Bruckheimer and MTV to develop original games. Great.
Nice. Thanks.
I really needed Jerry Bruckheimer to counteract Steven Spielberg.
I mean, what does he know about video games? I mean, I'm sure he knows about making movies, but video games aren't movies.
Look how confused he looks.
There's a picture of him playing a DS. And
it's like he's trying to type on his BlackBerry, and he's like, where's the full keyboard?
I don't understand this. Let's see. This is from Kotaku. And the author is Luke Plunkett. Jerry Bruckheimer and MTV have signed a deal whereby Bruckheimer will set up a gaming studio with the goal of making new original titles. In other words, games not based on his films. Speaking about the move, Bruckheimer says, "Video games represent a new and innovative medium for what we're always trying to do, which is great to tell stories. But this medium is unique in that it gives the player control over how those stories unfold. I look forward to working with MTV Games to create new, original game stories, always looking for ways to innovate the medium." Okay, so MTV Games?
MTV
of
Games.
Of all studios?
You know what MTV Games has made? They made fucking MTV Music Generator. And
did they also do Pimp My Ride?
I think they did Pimp My Ride. That's all that MTV MTV TV show based shit. And Guitar Hero. I mean,
They should do that Tila Tequila game that Tony was all wet about.
Oh, my God. Actually, it's Lila Tequila.
It's Tila.
It's Tila?
Yeah.
Oh, he said Tony Lila said the Lila. First time. That's what it was. And I couldn't find anything about it. I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch? And I saw it on TV. It's Tila.
She is ugly.
Yeah, she's not really ugly. I don't know what the hell is up with MTV. Anyway, I was expecting from what Tony was talking about for it to be some kind of like slamming girl that everybody's drooling over. But I think that this partnership between
Amy
Winehouse and MTV Games, Jerry Bruckheimer, it might actually work out if he's gonna direct games, like if he's gonna be like the next Hironobu Sakaguchi, and you know, he might actually make some games that might have good stories that'll appease the people who like that story and video game type of thing. But if it's a bad game, I'm sorry, Jerry, you're gonna have to go back to movies.
I think Steven Spielberg has shown that some involvement can be good, because I think he was consulted a little bit for the original Medal of Honor on PlayStation.
Really?
So, like, all the sound work and all the set pieces visually, like, I think they consulted him about, hey, what, you know, what will create drama and tension? What kind of setup? So, things like that. But to have a director drive how a game is developed, I don't know that that's, that would work.
Right.
And obviously, we don't know. Steven Spielberg is still working on the fabled game that him and EA are supposed to collaborate on. We don't know yet. We'll see what happens when it comes out. I'll reserve judgment. I will say that just from my own experience with the Medal of Honor series, you know, his if what I remember is true, I think I read this in Game Fan before they went belly up. If what I remember is true about them, you know, consulting Spielberg, it's benefited the atmosphere of the games, and it hasn't inhibited the gameplay. I don't think that he actually said anything about the gameplay. You know, like I said, it was just about what would make good drama in this setting. you know. And so if anybody remembers the freaking storming the beach stage in Allied Assault, that was freaking amazing. So
anything that's like related to storming Normandy is, I mean, if it's done well, it's fucking awesome. I haven't even played that, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Because, like, someone could really bone it and, like, fuck it totally up.
Oh, yeah. Have, like, three characters in there and everything else is just, like, a 2D.
And, like, the sound design is all off and, like, everything sounds like you're talking on a ton of dicks and, you know, it just sounds like shit.
Yeah,
the
textures could look like Cruisin.
Oh! Don't talk about Cruisin. Woohoo! Ethan, Jerry Bruckheimer, video games.
Love it.
Quite simple.
I think it's a... It's a hype builder. It's Jerry Bruckheimer, you know, worked on this game, so we're selling it. That's all.
You think that's a direct response to, like, oh, Steven Spielberg and EA, shit, we got to do something? Or do you think Bruckheimer actually has some ideas that they're like, hey, let's do something?
I'm sure he has some ideas, but I don't think Jerry Bruckheimer at the end of the day is going to really have any amazingly revolutionary ideas that's going to come out of some, like, normal kid who plays video games all the time.
There was a Penny Arcade comic of... I think they were announcing, like, a lot of movies, video game movies being in production. They just got fed up with it. So they're like, yeah, the next movie's probably going to be, like, Tetris. And then they had a movie poster. Tetris, the new shape of fear. A new Jerry Bruckheimer blockbuster coming summer 2008. And it had, like, blocks, like, exploding all over and people running from them. So.
Shape of fear.
But this one's great. Does anybody remember Infinium Labs?
Huh? Who? Vaporware?
Does anybody remember their supposed Phantom console, which was supposed to come out?
Huh? Who? It was at, like, a couple of E3s?
Yeah. And they renamed the company to Phantom because they felt that Infinium was not had a bad name, as if this would help.
Huh? What?
And
running away from
they
investors?
Actually finally released a product, and this is the Phantom Lap Board.
Wait.
And this blog entry is by... Someone say it.
Oh,
Susan rented. Phantom Keyboard finally sees daylight. Though you may have thought the Phantom was just a story told around campfires to scare young game developers, it has now become a reality and is available for purchase. At least the keyboard part is. The Phantom was a game system that, thanks to direct digital distribution service, would be able to play not only all current PC games but future titles as well. The hype for it was huge, but it lived up to its name by never quite materializing into something tangible and soon became a gaming industry punchline. The game service is on an indefinite hold, but the keyboard has finally surfaced. The Phantom Lapboard is a combination wireless keyboard, laser mouse, and hard surface that makes it easy for you to work or play games from your couch. It also supports interchangeable key face technology for better use with gaming applications. It even swivels to accommodate both lefties and righties. This little piece of gaming mythology would run you about $130.
I got an update on that.
Give us the update.
From Kotaku. Written by Luke Plunkett.
Plunk!
The Phantom Lap Board ordering process leads to a black hole. And as stated...
So you can't even order it now.
Yeah, as stated in the in the article, hopefully if you knew enough about a Phantom Lap Board, you knew enough to be very, very wary about ordering one. If not, pay attention. Be very, very wary about ordering one. Gay Gamer's Boy of Tomorrow decided to take one for the team and place an order so as to document the experience. His tale is a sad one, full of unanswered messages, forwarded calls, invalid email addresses, and 404 errors, leaving him with the highly likely theory that...
Wait, 404 errors?
Yes. Leaving him with the highly likely theory that Phantom Entertainment, formerly Infinium Labs, have quietly closed their doors and skulked off into the night. Wow.
It's all about the
more
new name.
Vaporware.
Ethan, do you remember
the Phantom Keyboard?
Do you remember
they're
the
not
story behind
anything?
This?
A little bit. The I don't remember the console that was just going to only sell.
Yeah, it was only going to be on. It was only going to be broadband, and it was only going to be digitally distributed PC games. And I think what's really funny is that everybody and their mother's dog's kitchen sink laughed at this idea because like there was no disc, you couldn't put anything in, and like it was all broadband, and everyone was like, you know, how long is it going to take to download a game? Now in 2008. Or what's going to be 2008 in a couple of days.
We got GameTap.
It's actually a viable idea.
Yeah, GameTap does it.
But
but the problem is that it's 2008 and not 2003 when it tried to come out. Because
can the keyboard download games?
No. No. It's just a keyboard.
That would be funny, though.
It's a keyboard on
you
like
can download Pong!
You can download Daikatana on your keyboard.
And the other thing is it's trying to be a PC, like a set-top PC that downloads PC games. If anything, like, they should try to cooperate with downloadable games and not, like, big PC games that rely on your hardware. Because the whole big thing about a console and putting it in front of your TV is that you don't have to set it up and all that shit. That's what everyone says about consoles. Mm-hmm. They're trying to release a console that downloads PC games that you might not be able to play because the hardware's not up to snuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you can't update it because it's a console. And then the bands are broad and the crossed and wires and Wi-Fi and all that shit. And it was ahead of its time, but not in a good way. And so now the only remnant is this dinky little keyboard
that nobody can buy.
That nobody can buy.
But they can spend their money on it.
Yeah. Do you want one for Christmas?
No.
Viacom and Microsoft forge an alliance to bring... wait for it. Cribs.
Yo, Cribs,
Xbox
son!
Xbox 360s.
Yo, this is the exhibit. We gonna do Cribs on a 360.
Okay, I don't know if that I wanted a Cribs expansion to The Sims, but apparently some people do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, an advertising and content sharing deal between Microsoft and Viacom, valued at some $500 million, could bring even more Paramount TV, MTV, and Comedy Central content to the Xbox Live marketplace, including the MTV show Cribs. Oh, okay. They're just bringing the show. It doesn't seem like they're trying to make the game, which could qualify as a rare win-win-win. Specifics on the broad selection of shows. And, okay, so this is not as ridiculous as I once thought.
Oh, so it's just Cribs, not...
It's just Cribs, a TV show. Thank God.
Oh, whew. Yeah.
There's some sanity in the world.
That would be really fucked
even
up.
Even though I've never seen Cribs and I have no desire to see it.
Yeah, it's just people flaunting shit just to make other people jealous. I mean, it's like...
Slutting shit?
Flaunting. Like, my mansion got 200 rooms, and this is where the magic happens, is the bedroom, and I got this big 55-inch...
The bread room?
The bedroom. The bread room.
Oh, they all say
that,
too.
This is where the magic happens. It's got this, like, big-ass bed with, like, a 150-inch TV, like, on the ceiling, and...
It's like, oh, so, no women have ever been in here, it's just your TV.
Oh, man. The only thing I remember from Cribs is Ja Rule, and he had a chef in his house.
Ja Rule.
And they didn't have any mayonnaise in the house, so the chef made mayonnaise from scratch, which is just...
With, like, eggs
and
shit?
Egg whites and vegetable oil. And Ja Rule was just so amazed by it. It was like, oh, my God, I didn't even know. I can't believe that mayonnaise is just egg whites and oil, man. It's just egg whites and oil.
Just egg whites and oil!
Yeah, man. That shit was funny as hell.
Fucking Ja Rule wants to be a martyr. He's gonna get beat the fuck up by 50 Cent and, like, bust around. Who hates him now?
I don't
besides
know.
Besides everybody.
The last people who hated him was Eminem, Busta Rhymes, or 50 Cent.
Ew, you gonna meet a little girl with the egg whites.
Marked for Death director to tackle Tekken by our favorite game life blogger. You know the name.
Susan.
She's all up in there now, yeah. Yeah.
She hates us. She hates us. Dwight Little, who directed the Steven Seagal film Marked for Death, has signed on to helm the movie adaptation of the fighting game Tekken. Little, who also directed Anacondas, The Hunt for the Blood Orchard.
Oh my God.
Murder at 1600. That was actually a decent movie.
Yeah.
He directed that? Wow. Oh, and Rapid Fire says of the Tekken project, "It's a gladiator story, but the video game has a complicated enough storyline that it provides a template for a martial arts spectacular." It does.
It really does.
All right, how many people have played Tekken out there? Okay, yep. Now out of those people, how many actually thought the storyline was, you know, worthy of any life and breath?
Some people actually, nope? I think, do, but
screw those people. Tekken was written by Alan McElroy, whatever. Describe who was responsible for Ballistic X for Sever. Oh, God.
Damn, you know, that movie, this I really wanted to be good. This is going to be a shit movie,
then. The freaking Game Boy Advance game was better than the movie. And Left Behind, the movie begins filming in the movie mecca of Shreveport, Louisiana, in early February. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much I need to say about this because I can't say anything about this that won't make my brain explode.
Then let's move on.
At least it's not Uwe Boll.
Oh my God, Dungeon Siege.
For a commercial of which I've seen on TV now, and it looks absolutely fantastically, amazingly stupid. Jason Statham. The cast is Ray Liotta, Jason Statham, Lele Sobieski, Burt Reynolds. Mm-hmm. How desperate are these guys to make money?
Yeah, and when they work on Boll films.
Uwe Boll, what a fucking douchebag. We end up with a sad, insane piece of news. A child beaten to death by her drunk teen and her drunk teen sister, who were supposedly acting out a game.
Yeah, her sister and the sister's boyfriend, who was a drunk teen.
Oh, so the sister herself wasn't drunk, just the boyfriend.
Yeah, I think.
That's even worse, that you're not drunk and you're beating the shit out of your sister.
It was mostly the boy, but she something to do with it. Yeah, read it out.
A 7-year-old sister and her boyfriend were charged Tuesday with child abuse, resulting in the death after the two beat and kicked the Colorado girl to death as they were acting out fights from Mortal Kombat, according to arrest affidavits. What?
Yeah.
Heather Trujillo, 16, and her boyfriend, Lamar Roberts, 17, of Westminster, are being held on a $100,000 bond. Zoe, who is a girl, died on December 6th from blunt force trauma to her brain and central nervous system. According to the Weld County Coroner, her right wrist was broken. Her body had more than 20 bruises. Her neck muscles were bleeding, and skin near her tongue had been torn. Wow. According to the arrest affidavit, Trujillo told investigators that she and Roberts were babysitting Zoe and her twin 3-year-old sisters while their mother worked at the Corral Bar about 5 blocks away. Trujillo said that they were acting out the video game Mortal Kombat, which they spelled with a C in the affidavit, by savagely hitting and kicking Zoe, even dropping her on her side, which broke her wrist. Roberts, who claimed to be a martial arts expert with his hands registered as lethal weapons, said Zoe asked him to stop hitting her, but that he didn't because, quote, I was drunk. Roberts said that he had performed a back kick on her, then kicked her again as she ran towards him. She fell back and didn't get back up. She stopped breathing, and Trujillo and Roberts waited 15 minutes before calling for help. They said that they put her in a bath which temporarily revived her, but that she stopped breathing again. Roberts said that he cracked an egg in her mouth to see if he was messing around with them. The egg went down her throat, the affidavit stated.
Affidavit.
Fuck y'all.
Finally, the mother and paramedics were called. Zoe was taken to the North Colorado Medical Center, where she was pronounced dead, said the affidavit. A witness told investigators that she asked Roberts whether Zoe... I'm sorry, this is too grim. I had to lighten it up somehow. They asked Roberts whether Zoe had asked him to stop. Quote, yeah, she told me to stop, end quote. He said, ask why he said... Okay, I don't know. I was drunk, blah, blah, blah. That is disgusting.
It's very disgusting. It's very, very saddening to hear that somebody could do something like that.
And go that far.
And be so nonchalant. Yeah, I was drunk. Like, that's going to be his pass. It's his alibi.
Yeah. Though, to be fair, it's hard to judge someone's tone from an affidavit.
Yeah.
David. It's hard to judge their tone from that, although I'm pretty sure that, like, given the age and, like, what these kids did, like, the fact that they actually went ahead and did this, he probably was nonchalant about saying it. You know, it was probably just like, But what do you do? Like, it's a bad, you know, it leaves off a bad impression that the parent went off to work at a bar and left her kids, her sister and her sister's boy, her, I'm sorry, her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend to, you know, babysit. But at the same time,
yeah, but I mean, they're 16,
yeah, shouldn't
17,
you be able to trust
enough.
Your kids,
yeah,
who are late teens? So I don't, like, normally people are like, blame the parents, and I'm not so quick to say that this time.
No, definitely not this time. The kids are just fucked
blame
up.
Blame the fucking kids. They're crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you can't blame Mortal Kombat. They spelled it wrong.
Mortal Kombat. That's terrible, though. Condolences to the kid and the mother, not to the fucking sister, because screw you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a waste of life.
We got one more after this.
What is that?
It's,
bring it to life for us, Alfred.
I shall. Another story that I just picked up today from Kotaku, courtesy of Maggie Green. Weekend.
Oh my
shit.
God. I am looking at the URL. This is insane.
Yes. A Chinese kid becomes a wildfire mage and sets fire to a classmate.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And, let's see. To add to the ever-growing collection of bizarre stories from the Chinese gaming world comes news that a 17-year-old high school student has been sentenced for setting a classmate on fire. What does it have to do with gaming, you ask? Because the kid thought he was a wild fire mage. Now in China, but the video game made me do it defense doesn't work so well. The kid was sentenced to 8 years in prison. His accomplice, who lured the victim outside with the old line about wanting to chat for a bit, was sentenced to 7. And both boys and their families were ordered to pay a 760,000 RMB restitution, which is about $100,000 in U.S. money, to the victim and his family. So there's nothing to gain, nor a lawsuit to pursue by pointing a finger at Blizzard, The Nine, or Warcraft. From Bill's Due, it's a very sad story. Both the victim and perpetrator are not from affluent families, are not particularly well-educated, and didn't appear to have great prospects in Chinese society. World of Warcraft, operated by The Nine in China, and other MMOs are a great escape, as is obvious from the tens of millions of Chinese playing in these virtual worlds. Good thing for Blizzard and The Nine that Chinese legal system is still developing. If this happened in the U.S., no doubt the victim's family would hire an ambulance-chasing lawyer, Jack Thompson, to sue Blizzard for millions, claiming that somehow Blizzard, rather than the parents, was negligent. And the final part of this article says, according to an article in Beijing News, the fire mage, quote-unquote, purchased gasoline 5 days prior to the event, which sort of takes the edge off that spur-of-the-moment idea. Furthermore, the interview a Beijing news reporter had with the quote-unquote fire mage was downright disturbing in parts. Nothing like sound bites like, the feeling of watching fire and people burning is very addictive, very happy.
Happy!
To make someone come off as perfectly sane. And all this over a schoolyard fight between 17-year-olds.
That's completely fucked.
That is.
It's like the LARPers that you see on YouTube going, fireball, fireball, fireball!
Oh, no.
And then throwing shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Stop LARPing. It's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Furries.
Furries.
That wraps it up for the insane edition of our holiday news, just because it's fucking insane and it's the end of the year, so no one cares. That's why it's insane and all that shit. Now, what have you to say about fire mages, Ethan?
I'd like to know how he became one. I'd do it.
He poured gasoline 5 days before.
And he killed a lot of swamp rats and collected lots of gold.
Yeah.
That's all I have to do?
Yeah.
He also killed a lot of robot frogs.
Go find some swamp rats, and then when the swamp rats drop their gold pieces, just pick it up.
Done.
Yeah. Buy your gasoline, put on a pointy hat, seclude yourself from all life forms for about 9 years so that you forget what society looks like, and then go out and try to set fire to a kid.
Make sure you buy gasoline 5 days beforehand.
Yeah, 5 days. What? Not four, not six, but five.
Right. Gotta let it marinate.
I gladly sell this gasoline for $6 a gallon. Let's see. And I think that's it. We shall move on to the... Mail! First email comes from... Well, this is not really the first, because we're going in reverse chronological affidavit order. Let's see. So we'll go in real chronological order.
Okay.
So, first email from... Actually, it does go in regular chronological order. Shut me up! Eddies99 asks... So far this year, what game have any of you played this year the longest? In other words, what game have you played the most this year? Aidan, besides nothing?
Chess.
Video game? Chess?
Chess.
Non-chess video game?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably Chaos Theory.
Oh, okay. Wait, Chaos Theory or Double Agent?
Chaos Theory. I'm pretty sure I finished it, like, earlier this year.
Oh, okay, okay. I gotcha. Al?
Guitar Hero 2.
Yes, I would have to say the same thing because of that stupid leak.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. So there you go. Yes, Guitar Hero 2, Guitar Hero 2, and Chaos Theory and Chess. Is that it, Eddies? That's it to your question? We'll move on then. All right, here's a gem. This is from Ricky D for Shizzle. Bear with me as I try to read this. Ricky, thank you for the question. Really, legitimately thank you, but the lack of punctuation is going to make this really hard to read. So here goes. Hey guys, love the show, keep up the good work. Okay, my question is, after I found that Indigo Prophecy is going to be one of the original Xbox games into the Xbox marketplace, I thought that the games that go up would have points, so I bought Indigo Prophecy for $15, even now I already have the game, but I thought they had the points, so when they checked the game and there was no points, I was like, what the fuck? I just wasted $15 in a game I already have cause. I thought they would have points, so my question is, don't you guys think these games should have achievements? Cause just putting the game out with nothing else seems like kind of crap to me, because if the games had achievement, I would buy almost all the time that would go up, because I'm a total achievement whore. So what do you guys think of this?
Well, before you answer, first, clearly the buttons on his keyboard don't work except for question
marks. That's what I was
going to say. Yeah, and the exclamation point, because he's got punctuation. I mean, he's got capitalization with no punctuation.
Yeah, and what the fuck, too. Yeah, good point.
Okay, so first...
So he doesn't have periods or commas. He can't do those.
Hey, guys, love the show, period. Keep the good work, period. Okay, comma. My question is, : after I found out that Indigo Prophecy is going to be one of the original Xbox games to go on the Xbox Live Xbox Marketplace, comma, I thought, T-H-O-U-G-H-T, not fought as in pugilistic fighting, that the games...
Well, it could be like our Ebonic.
He could have fought. He could have argued with somebody.
That the games... That the games go up, I think you should strike these two words, go up. The games that would have points. Oh, I see. The games that go up would have points, period. So, comma, I bought Indigo Prophecy for $15, even though, missing the GH at the end, I already have the game, hyphen or dash or whatever, but I thought they had the points, period. So, comma, when I checked the game and there were no points, comma, I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, that should be where.
There was ain't no points.
There ain't no points. I was like, WTF. I just wasted $15 on a game I already have because I thought they would have points, period. So my question is, : don't you guys think that these games should have achievements? Because just putting the game with nothing else just seems kind of crap to me, period. Because if the games had achievements, I would almost... Okay, whatever. We get the point, though.
The answer to the question is...
Yes. I don't think they should have achievements.
Because.
I mean, it would be nice, but I don't think they should have achievements because the original games did not have achievements. And in order to put in achievements into the game, it would probably drive the game up to be a $20 or $25 game because of the amount of work that has to be put into it. And of course, none of these games are worth $20, $25. Shit, none of these games are worth $15. So you really shouldn't be downloading it anyway, especially if you already had the game. Sorry about that. But definitely look for hard copies. This original shit is Krizap.
Well, the one thing, then we could say the same thing about Virtual Console.
Sort of. See, the difference between Virtual Console and Xbox Originals is that I can't actually buy the game for Virtual Console and plug it into my Wii. Like, I can't actually go to the store and buy a Genesis cartridge and put it into my Wii physically and have it work. Whereas I could buy an Xbox game that's available on Xbox Originals for less than it's available on the Originals and actually plug it into the Xbox 360.
Right. Well, there's no arguing that the $15 price point is contentious, but, I mean, the concept is the same. They're not making any improvements. And, like, personally, like, I've seen a lot of people complain that the price, even though you can't really get these games today, the virtual console games aren't all that much of a value either.
Hold on.
You know,
how in the hell does this happen?
Are you getting a mystery call again?
Yeah, because
Riven, is that you?
No, but see, here's the weird problem. Well, not weird problem. I guess somebody else in this house plugged the phone in, but I totally disconnected the phone because I didn't want it ringing anymore.
Right.
Okay, back to the story.
Right, so let's say that phone ring. Let's say that for the sake of argument that $15 was a standard price for these downloadables and whatever. If they put achievements in there, wouldn't it make it more worth it to download it from online?
That is true. It would have, and especially at a $15 price point.
Let's imagine that for the time being, 15 isn't too expensive. 15 is what people are willing to pay for the Xbox Originals as is. And then you said that putting achievements in there bumps it up to $20, but with the achievements in there, that adds a lot of value for a lot of people. They would be willing to pay that $5 extra for the achievements because they're doing something to it. Unlike Virtual Console games, which they try to peddle out something like volleyball for $5. Okay, Volleyball for $5 with not even any online multiplayer. That you can't even chat online while you're playing volleyball. You can't do anything. You're just playing volleyball. So I don't know. Like I still see a very huge parallel there. So forget about the fact that I can't get volleyball today and plug it in to the Wii.
Well, that's a different story. According to what I was coming, where I was coming from, you're speaking of a different parallel than what I was speaking of. Now, if you're talking about quality versus price point, then I completely agree with you that the virtual console doesn't.
Well,
have
I'm
the
not.
Same
I'm
problem.
Not just. Yeah, but I'm not just saying because volleyball is a shit game. I use that because it's funny because it's a shit game.
Yeah, but
I'm saying
it varies in on the virtual console just like it does on Xbox.
Right, well, but what I'm saying is that they've made no additions to this game that is pretty old. They've made no changes to it, and yet they're charging the same price for it. This is why I was saying that similar to the Xbox original story, they're taking an old game, they're not making any changes to it, and they're charging what we both think is kind of overpriced is an overpriced price point.
Yeah, I'm only using overpriced price point compared to what I could get it for in a physical hard copy that works the same way. As opposed to buying a different console and a physical hard copy, which is what I have to do with a virtual console game.
Right. No, that I understand. Like you can't get Nintendo games to plug into your Wii, and I totally understand that. At some point, though, these Xbox games are going to be gone.
Oh, yeah. That's why I got to get them out.
And also, my whole thing is that, I'm just disagreeing with the they shouldn't put achievement points. I think they should put something in there to give people some incentive to download it.
I'm saying. I do agree that they should, and I'm just saying that I think I did. Maybe I don't remember what I said, but I thought I said that it should have achievements. Or maybe
you said it should. You said it shouldn't.
It shouldn't. Okay. I said it shouldn't have achievements.
How much did you have to drink yesterday?
I had zero. That's a problem.
Wow.
Let's see. Now.
Retrace your steps.
Let me retrace my steps and go back to what I was saying before. Now, I said that they shouldn't have achievement points.
I think basically what you said is that it shouldn't because then it would bump up the price of an already overpriced game.
Now, if in the chance that they could add achievement points to Xbox originals and keep that same price point, which they probably could do, I think that I'd be all for that.
I think the first thing they need to do is try to lower the price. Yeah. But realize that this is a new kind of service.
Yeah, they need to gauge how.
And we have to see how the market shakes. And honestly, I wouldn't balk from paying $15 for a downloadable game, if it meant that I didn't have to go to the store and pick up a used copy that could be scratched.
Right, or have to hunt and peck for a new copy in a bargain bin.
Yeah, I actually now that I think about it, it's not that overpriced. It does salvage itself somehow in the ease of shopping and the convenience of not having to put it on your shelf anywhere. Although it does, of course, make you buy a new hard drive because the 20 gigabyte hard drive only comes with 13 gigabytes of space because it stuffs all that shit like Madden demos in there.
Yeah, and not even that. When you delete all the Madden
and
demos.
And operating system shit.
Yeah.
I think. Just Ricky, FYI, I think you should do a little more research on these things before you buy them because there were a lot of news stories that said these games would not have any achievement points whatsoever.
Yeah,
it was out there, buddy. You could have seen it. You could have saved yourself a little grief. But I guess you burned some calories from the anger that you exuded.
Maybe you could sell your copy of the Xbox. Never mind. Yeah. Keep it.
Yeah. But yeah, lessons learned to everybody who's shopping. Do your research first. The news was out there. It was openly available. And there you go. And any thoughts, Yifeng, before we move on to the last question?
Don't give a crap. Fuck achievement points.
Fuck achievement! Okay.
I've never achieved anything.
That's right. Driven sends... Riven's going fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Hello, my dear friends. Come in and sit by the fire with a nice mug of eggnog as I spin you a tale of something or other. What the fuck? So twice now you have called me out whilst I'm doing dishes. It is quite disturbing. Please knock it off or I'll stop listening when I do the dishes. Man, how the hell did you make it to Al's house to do his dishes?
Oh, man. Shit.
Al, what have you been doing? Are you gay?
No. I'm a...
Are you cheating on Evelyn and letting him do your dishes?
No, I'm a slave driver.
You're a slave driver, okay.
Yeah, don't tell anybody, though. I get arrested.
Okay, so he clarifies what GameSlave does, thank God. Okay, also another news, GameSlave was once a server hosting company, but is not anymore. So slaps ahoy! Recently, we were sponsoring pro gaming teams to go to LAN tournaments. I see, okay. And whatnot, but we're moving away from that too. Looks like we're just going to be focusing on the podcast and revamping the site for blogging purposes. I don't know where we go from there. Okay, so that's what GameSlave does. What? You want a question? Okay, how does one go fuck themselves?
Easy.
I don't know. Ethan, how does one go fuck themselves?
I'd have to show you.
Ew, no.
Oh. Okay, so he says, no, but seriously, folks, random question number 128 out of my random question hat. I hate when I wear it out, though, because then, and only then, fuckers, it doesn't make no sense. So the questeth be, it seems that there's a slight resurgence in games coming out with specialized. Oh my god, there are too many parentheticals here. I'm skipping all this shit, Pete.
Wait, no.
Oh wait, okay, specialized.
You gotta read that one.
What's the spelling? Yes, it's wrong, and I don't care. And that goes to the whole message, too. I may take the time to write it, but sure shit ain't doing none of that godforsaken spell check devil magoo. Where the fuck was I? Oh yeah, controller lures. Okay, that's what he's saying.
Oh.
There are a lot of games that are coming out with specialized controllers. Jesus Christ. We've obviously got Guitar Hero and Rock Band with their instruments, but then you also have games like CNET and Buzz with buzzers and games like Ace Combat with a flight stick or 4-2 with a wheel. So do you think this trend will pick up even more steam thanks to the success of some of these games, or do you think it'll slowly die off again only to return in later generations? He has a second question, but before we do that, what are your thoughts, Ethan?
Yes. I think they will increase in popularity as the accelerometers and stuff take right. over, and you have more stuff that you attach to your body that mimics your movement. So I would say that it does increase.
Right. And I also think that with the technology getting better, these peripherals don't suck anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing is like with the Power Glove, and that was shit, and then U-Force, and that was shit. And then now you actually have the technology to do this stuff, so you're making it better. What are you going to say,
Activator.
Al?
Activator. You don't remember the Activator?
What?
It was this thing for the Genesis, and it was like an octagon.
The octagon. Who told you octagon?
You could punch and kick inside of it, and it's supposed to mimic your actions. Like, it was made for Eternal Champions, like Street Fighter shit. It didn't work.
That's what I'm talking
about. Anyway, I think that it's definitely going to pick up more steam because it's kind of like what's happening with the arcades. You don't see any old school games in a lot of these newer style arcades. All you see is stuff with shit on it. Fucking, Daytona
Literally
USA.
Literally with shit on it. Ethan went into the dump.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You got Daytona
Those are the
USA.
Sweetest controllers.
You got House of the Dead 3. You got Ghost Squad. You got that stupid shit where you sit in a chair and the thing vibrates until you can't handle it anymore.
The electric chair thing?
Yeah, the electric chair thing.
You got the stupid motion boxing thing.
You got the motion boxing thing. You got the motion shooting game.
Basketball
you got
hoops, air hockey.
DDR. You
beer,
got skee ball.
Drunken 17-year-olds who didn't get it, who shouldn't have gotten in.
Yeah. You got all that stuff, and you know, I don't know what's gonna happen. They're bringing the stuff home.
Where's the bad dudes?
The bad dudes. They're
where's
out
the Ninja Turtles?
They out eating lunch with the president. They
saved
them already.
Where's the ass poking game from Japan?
No. Anyway, what about the electroshock game from Germany?
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, now they're bringing this shit home, and it's turning into the same thing that happened like 10 years ago when all the arcade quality games were going home. So now it's like, what do the arcades have to do to step up? So I wonder what the arcades are going to do to step up.
Die and wither away.
Well, I know
I would
that
hate for that
happen.
To happen, though.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, you know, maybe Street Fighter 4 might revitalize arcades again.
But I think it's not going to come out on arcades.
Oh, if it's not, then sorry. Then it's going to revitalize
home
online gaming. And now it's just like arcades are going to be sitting there with their hands up in the air like, what the fuck do we do?
What do I do? I also think that the peripheral thing is spurred on by Wii. Like, everyone's like, oh, crap, we get to wave this thing around and do shit. And then and now that they're getting into games because they get to wave their arms around, then they see a guitar and like, oh, shit, I get to play a guitar, you know, or the reverse. So, like, I think Wii and Guitar Hero – those two are largely responsible for the initial push, and I think that like they're just going to take it farther. I think it's further.
Frather.
And these things just need to start getting a little bit more reasonably priced. Like the Forza wheel is still I think it's $100 now maybe, and that's a little bit better, but it came out at $150, and that's a little bit price prohibitive.
Does it come with pedals?
I don't think so. I mean, you got Rock Band that comes with a game and a drum set
and a guitar.
And a mic. And it's for $170, but That they're probably making a lot. They're probably suffering a loss from those sales, so maybe it's not such a good idea. But you know, Forza the wheel at 150. I mean, Ethan, did you ever buy like serious gaming peripheral? You have like a big flight stick for your PC, right?
Yeah.
How much did that run you?
$80 maybe back like 3-4 years ago.
And is it like has it been worth the $80 to you? Like, is $80 actually isn't that bad of a price point. It's actually kind of decent. But let's say for the sake of argument that it's kind of expensive for the average person. Like, is that worth it, or did you not get that much use out of it, or what?
I think it depends on how the game integrates with it. I think a lot of times you get a controller and something. I mean, the advantage of a controller is that you get better incremental
control,
movement.
Right. Controller! Right. So,
if the game doesn't really work well with that, if it's got, you know, is working with you're either all the way left or all the way right, or, you know, three positions or four positions, then the controller's not going to make much of a difference. However, if you have some really good tight integration like Forza and a wheel where the incremental changes are really mapped right, then, yeah, it makes a huge difference.
But I mean, for you personally, for that flight stick, have you gotten that $80 out of it in your experience?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you use it for...
I've used this. Flight simulator. Okay. All the flights in
right. Games. So all the flight sim games work well with that. So then you've got a peripheral that is not just a one trick pony, which is fine.
Right. Right. I mean, I think I got this with Microsoft Flight Sim 2000 or something.
Oh, they came with a game.
Not the one.
No,
I
he said got. He meant, like,
you
bought
it
at the same time.
With...
Right. Okay. I bought it at the same time, and I bought it because I was getting that game, and I was kind of excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got Flight Sim 4 or whatever the next one was. And Flight Sim Max, and it worked. Yeah. It's worked.
And you're
well.
Sure that I mean you're guaranteed that it's going to work with every Flight Sim game. So it's got, you know, it's got value there. It's sitting there, unlike
something
like the Power Glove, which doesn't work with anything. But So the Guitar Hero guitars, what are they like? They're like help me out here, Al. $40 for the 360 version.
Yeah, something like that for the Guitar Hero 2.
For the Explorer, right.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to use these for all subsequent games, and you can use it for Rock Band on the 360, not the PS3. Actually, that's a different story. But yeah, so those are $40. And I guess those are a decent value because you can use for any Guitar Hero game and any rhythm game. But when you get to like a wheel that they're not – I don't know that there are that many driving sims on the market that would make good use of that wheel. I don't know. Anybody who's a racing enthusiast, tell me how Dirt works. Tell me how all the Codemasters racing games work with that wheel, and let me know if you think that it is worth the amount of money that you spent on the wheel. Because maybe it is. Maybe it is worth $150 because Forza works with it and Dirt works with it and everything else works with it, and it works really well. But I don't know. It's just a hard sell for someone who probably won't have that many driving sims. But then again, who knows? And his last question is... Also, pick one game and come up with some crazy-ass controller for it. Don't try to come up with some sort of dildo controller, as the trans vibrator already exists. And let's say there's a reason they call the controller the Dual Shocker. Okay, pick one game and come up with a crazy controller for it. Someone else go first.
Rayman and a Wii accelerometer controller that's actually a cow with a chain attached.
That's great. That's one. Rayman with the cow.
Rayman with a plunger.
Rayman with the plunger. The gun. Plunger gun.
Rayman's easy.
Yeah, because it... Yeah, and it uses the Wiimote. Let's try to think of like take PsyOps or Second Sight, which are both games based on like telekinesis, and use a weird Minority Report style like gloves that do weird shit. That's when they were announcing the Wii as a revolution, and they were like, "What do you think the controller is going to be?" I was like, "Wouldn't it be really crazy, batshit insane if there were like Minority Report gloves?"
That would be crazy, batshit insane.
So yeah, Second Sight and PsyOps with gloves. Al.
They should come out with a turn-based strategy game like. Fucking tactics or Disgaea or some shit, right?
With an Excel sheet?
No, with a fucking table.
And a grid?
Not even a grid, because the game is there, right on the table, and you fucking play the game right there on the table with your hands.
You don't need to look at the screen, even though that's...
You know, you'd be like the real
for.
Generals in those movies, like fucking War Games and shit. Like, alright,
like
we're gonna take control
across.
Of this shit. Yeah.
That's funny.
Fucking Advance Wars on a fucking table. Be hot.
What were you... Be hot. What are you saying, Ethan?
a Mech Warrior controller where it's a Mech Warrior.
That's called FASA. It's not there anymore, but they used to have them. I wish I... Oh, okay.
Wait, do you mean an actual Mech Warrior, like a figurine, or do you mean like a joystick setup?
No, like
a thing...
sit inside a mech.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you sit inside, okay.
Like, it's a Mech Warrior.
You have to fit it in your house somehow.
Yeah. Ethan, FASA used to have a Battletech Center, like, I don't even know where, I think it was in California.
Where they had it?
They have domes where you could sit in the dome and they'd have all the fucking controls and shit. You play Battletech against other people.
That's pretty fucking cool.
I always wanted it. I was like 14, 15. I was like, I'm dying to do it.
Oh, man. I would love to do that.
Yeah. I wonder if it's still around.
That's up there with like Space Camp.
Hell yeah.
What was that science center like in the Sony, in the what is now the Sony Plaza that had you do all that weird shit?
I don't know. There was a Liberty Science Center in New Jersey where I used to work with
Jersey.
A game that was there.
Oh, New Jersey.
We had a wireless virtual reality game there from the company I work for. They used, it was the first one to use blue screens and controllers so that it would set up like they had a game of ping pong. So they had cameras set up looking at you. The controller had a green paddle, which would be tracked like a green screen, and then you'd watch a screen and the ball would head towards you and you'd swing the paddle with no wires and it would knock the ball back.
That's fucking insane. That's cool.
And they had a bunch of games like that, and I don't know whatever happened to the company.
Let's
CCG Metamedia. I'll look it up now.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Tetris with a dial to rotate the pieces with. And you press down to launch it. Or let's see. Can't think of anything else. Any other stupid game that's out there? Let me look at my shelf. I'm trying to think of what we can do for an RPG. Someone's Skyping.
Yeah, I sent the link to Battletech Center's Wikipedia.
Metal Gear Solid with a pack of cigarettes.
But the pack of cigarettes is unhealthy for you.
Yeah, but it also reveals laser wires.
In the house?
Yes.
Oh my god.
And you can translate that to the game. Guilty Gear with swords? I don't know. I give up. I'm done. Anybody else have any last entries before we move on to our beginning of the podcast normal season? Ethan may have to leave.
I gotta go.
Oh, you fuckwad. Everybody say bye to Ethan.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, Ethan.
Bye, bitch.
Well, all right, we're doing things in reverse. It's me and Al, and Ethan is gone to light the menorah. Start off with what you've been playing. So, who goes first?
You go first this time.
Hey, you fucker.
That's right.
Let's see. Let's alternate. I've been playing. Well, this past week I was playing Landstalker for review, which I gave a 7 because I can't stand the isometric controls, but it really is a good game. Otherwise,
I remember playing that game when I was a teenager.
I played a lot of Medal of Honor Heroes 2, and by a lot of it, I don't mean I advanced a lot. I just mean that I played it a lot.
Okay.
I got really, really angry at it because I was playing this one. It doesn't save checkpoints, so like if you have maybe a half an hour to play and you can't beat a mission within half an hour, then you start over from the beginning. Because I was on the stage and I basically come out the gate firing up on these people, and the first goal is to destroy a submarine or a U-boat or something. I get that done, and then I go and I try to take out a sniper in a tower that's like a far ways away from that sub. I mean, from that boat, and that in and of itself comprises about like a good 15 minutes if you're playing carefully. If you like go all gung ho and manage to survive, okay, maybe five minutes. Okay, but meanwhile there are three checkpoints along the way. Three checkpoints. Okay, I get to the sniper tower. I kill the sniper, and then I spend another like 5 to 10 minutes sniping. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I have to go and I have to blow up this thing, and I have to find a radio transmission, and then I have to go like into some other thing with a bazooka, and then I have to like destroy these more of these boats, and then I have to make my way out of the boat dock and like make my way into the city, and that all takes like half an hour to 45 minutes, 45 minutes to an hour, okay, mm-hmm. And like when you die, like the checkpoints are just kind of strewn out such that I don't know. It's one of those things where the checkpoints don't feel right.
Oh, okay. They're far away?
And they feel really far away. The problem is that I don't think that they're that far away from each other, distance-wise, but, like, the amount of combat that you go through in each little checkpoint is so much that it feels like it takes so long to get from checkpoint to checkpoint. Mm-hmm. And eventually I just got fed up and quit. And then I picked it up the next day, and it started me from the very beginning of the level. I don't know if that's bad. I was really annoyed, but I don't know if that's necessarily bad. Because... like,
it might.
I think maybe we've just been spoiled by all these checkpoints that are strewn so liberally.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it that might maybe be I'm just used to it. Bad, but like, if you what you're saying,
okay, it might be bad for you because of time constrictions.
That's true. Yeah, that's in my situation, like I just don't have the time to sit down and play it. Mm-hmm. But that was really pissing me off. So basically, I'm still on that second level. Mm-hmm. I tried a little bit of Manhunt 2. And. It is, you got the better deal, Al, because you have the first one. That's pretty much all I can say about it.
Okay.
The first game is better so far from what I've played. The second game's atmosphere isn't as good. The graphics the graphics are pretty much the same and maybe even sloppier. Obviously, the kills are censored and they look completely lame. Mm-hmm. It's fun to do them. It's actually fun to do them, but they just look like neutered. There's no Brian Cox whispering in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, the first one's just better, period. I mean, there's no reason to get the second one if you have the first one. If you want more, if you're hankering for more Manhunt, you won't go wrong in getting this one. And I don't think that the 4.0 that EGM gave it was anywhere near close.
4 out of what, 5?
4 out of 10.
Oh.
But I think then again, the reviewer was Scott Shark, and he can be kind of a curmudgeon, so he'd probably get annoyed at it really fast. But it's Manhunt. It's all I can really say. You can gouge people's eyes out with a pen, although you can't tell that you're gouging their eyes out because it's censored. And I played some more Castlevania. I'm still stuck on the fourth level, which always kills me because Shaft is fucking annoying. Uh-oh. Fifth level, sorry. I played some of Call of Duty 4 on DS again, and I didn't tell you about that last episode because you weren't there, but it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, you said it's
And I played some of New York Times Crosswords.
Wow. How?
I got Amazon was having a 2-for-1 deal.
Mm.
So the games on the list were complete shit, but the ones that I were interested in were Manhunt and New York Times. Mm-hmm. So I picked them both up, and I got them both for $30.
Nice.
And as fate would have it, New York Times Crosswords is the better game. It's better than Manhunt. I'm saying it right now.
Hey, New York Times Manhunt Crosswords too, for Game of the Year.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to be playing Breath of Fire 2 for review when the new year comes in. That's going to be the first virtual console review that I put up. And I think that's it. What have you been playing, Freak?
Play some...
Wow!
What?
Wow!
Oh, yeah, of course. But let's get to that last.
Good.
I was playing some...
Or not at all! Because you're going to set me on fire.
I'm not going to set you on fire. I haven't saved gasoline for 5 days.
Okay. Just for 3.
Yeah, I played some Picross DS on a couple of my days off this week. I played some.
Excuse me.
It's a little
you
early.
Some sleep.
Yeah, I played some Guitar Hero 3.
Sorry,
it's all right. I
had the Picross reggae.
I bought Guitar Hero 2 for 360 and Star Wars, the complete saga, Lego Star Wars.
For 360 or Wii?
360. Okay. And so I have those two. I played a little bit of Star Wars Complete Saga this morning, and I did the first chapter of Episode 1.
Tell me, how does it feel? Because I tried the demo of the original trilogy, mm-hmm. and it felt like the combat felt kind of sluggish.
It's a little sluggish, but it's not unfair. Like, the combos are kind of like those things where, like, you gotta hit the button at the right time, and then you come out with the combo. You could button mash, and I think it'll still come out, But like if you hold the button down, you deflect blaster shots and stuff like that with the lightsaber. Right. Running around is pretty natural too. It's not you know, messed up or anything.
My issue isn't that that it's unfair or anything. Like I thought it was fine. It's just like I kind of felt like I was wading through mud a little bit. It kind of felt like comparing Crystal Chronicles combat to Zelda combat, basically.
Yes, that's the thing. It's like Crystal Chronicles. I was trying to think of the game that it was like.
Right.
When you play Crystal Chronicles and you do attacks, you have to hit it at the right time to get the next move and combo out. It's kind of like that, but not really.
But I think the difference is, like, while that was timing-based, this, like, when I played it, it felt more to me like even the initial strike, like the first strike, like the animation was a little bit slow, so it didn't feel like it was responding to my button press, even though it probably was. So maybe it's just the animation. I'm definitely willing to try it, though. Like, I want to try it when I have the time.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a really good game for anybody who's a Star Wars fan. I mean, I only played the first level, but like just running around with Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan and just like breaking shit up. Like it's weird though, because the entire first level I spent basically breaking shit and using my force to transform shit to get these Lego studs, which is like money, kind of.
Right.
And
you can like rebuild shit, and it all puts itself together like Legos, right?
Yeah, like there are things that are broken.
That part looked cool.
Yeah, it like there's this thing on the wall in the cantina, and it's a broken puzzle of R2-D2, of an R2 unit. And what you
and
do?
And then you get to put it together.
Yeah, you hold B, and basically you just hold B, and he puts it together. But the animation is funny because he's like picking shit up and he's like throwing it on the board.
Yeah,
and it's like sticking on the board in the right place. It's really cool looking. It's very cute. They had this like they redo the scenes from the movie,
right?
And in that first scene of Phantom Menace, where they go in the ship, the droid base or whatever, and they do negotiation. And the negotiation turns out bad.
Right.
The ship that they came in on got attacked. And when they got attacked, the guys who were driving the ship, they were sitting in midair and they looked at each other. And then they fell to the ground and broke up into little Lego pieces. I thought that was really funny. So other than that, I haven't really played anything. I've been very busy this week. And I play WoW when I get home from work. Hit level 70 like over my vacation weekend. I think Sunday night or something like that. I hit level 70, and now we're trying to get to the first 10-man raid instance, Karazhan. And yeah, it's a lot of work.
Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, he's old news.
Leroy Jenkins will never die in the hearts of men because he's an idiot.
Yeah, I don't think I've played anything else, unfortunately. Because I've been at work all goddamn time.
You are Rooza.
I am Rooza.
You are Rooza.
I shut up. Yeah. So that's it for me.
You are Rooza. And what are you going to get for Christmas? You got a whole shitload of points, didn't you?
Well, I hope I got a whole shitload of points.
What are you going to get with them?
I'm going to get Assault Heroes. Not Assault Heroes. Heavy Weapon. Heavy Weapon.
Is that the side-scrolling one?
Yeah, the side-scrolling one is kind of like... it's an old Atari game called Air and Sea Battle. Mm. And basically, like, Air Sea Battle is... You can either be a ship or a plane, and you're on one screen, and you have to destroy... If you're a ship, you have to destroy all the ships, the planes. If you're a plane, you got to destroy all the ships. Real simple game.
Right.
But Heavy Weapon is like you're a tank and you're driving left and right across the screen and all these planes fly up across the sky. You have to destroy the planes and they're all shooting at you in different ways, and I guess it gets tougher and tougher. The trial version was only 4 minutes and I was like, oh, I gotta get this game. This game is hot. I was playing Assault Heroes and I'm like, I could probably get with this game if I was playing with somebody else, but I don't want it. I've been playing Carcassonne this week. Yes, Carcassonne.
That sounds like a disease. I don't know why.
Yeah, it does. For Christmas, more stuff I'm spending my money on. I think I'm going to buy the first Metallica album again. Again. Jamal, because I, you know, I lost it. And if anybody doesn't know, I had lost all my Metallica albums, save for like two or three, and all my Merciful Fate albums except for one in a taxi cab. And I'm willing to accept donations for my Merciful Fate albums, as they are all $10 on Zune Marketplace. And I don't know, if I get enough points, I probably buy those too. I love those damn songs. Anyway, games related, I just bought Buddy Holly for Rock Band, so I'm not gonna
sing
get
it
for Christmas. No,
sing it.
No,
no,
no.
You're fired. From what I don't
X.
know.
I don't know what else I'm gonna buy. I'm gonna wait for stuff to come out, and with my virtual console points, I'm gonna get some of the games that I want to get, like ActRaiser and the Wonder Boy stuff, Monster Lair, Dynastic Hero.
Just remember that two of them are the same. Just one has enhanced graphics, so don't
It's Wonder Boy and Monster World and Dynastic Hero, and I already played through Wonder Boy and Monster World like a zillion times because of Rob, my best friend.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get Dynastic Hero, see what that's like. And man, shit, I don't know. The only things that I want for Christmas that aren't like DLC is the three big games is Mario Galaxy, Assassin's Creed, Mass Effect. I think I want Knights, because I am a Knights fan.
Mm-hmm.
I went to look for it at Toys R Us yesterday, because I was going to get it for Rob, and they didn't have it, so I got on Mario Galaxy. And I think I might want to... Well, I want Call of Duty 4, because my uncle wants me to get it.
Master Mike!
No, not Mike. My mother uncle.
Not Master Mike!
I don't know, I'm just kind of digging stuff up now. It's like, oh, this game? I haven't even played it. Yeah, I'll get it.
Oh, Call wait, Duty. Before you continue, random rare game alert. Lunar Knights, which is a sequel to Boktai on the DS, is nowhere to be found on Amazon. So if any of you people wanted this Konami game and you see it on store shelves, grab it.
God damn you, Konami. You always do this shit. Always, 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 always.
I think it's because no one bought it. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Just like every other one of their games that's good that nobody buys, that disappears. I didn't even finish Boktai.
Yeah, I didn't even open it. I did open it, but I haven't played it.
Yeah, I got up to like near the end, but I didn't finish it.
I'm so tempted to get Time Crisis. I'm just looking at my Amazon front page. I'm so tempted to get Time Crisis because it's $50, but it's like I don't want to.
Does it come with GunCon?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah, I think yeah, it just comes with one. But it looks so goofy if you've seen it. It looks like stupid.
You mean the graphics?
The GunCon.
The GunCon. Oh.
But like I don't care. It's one of those things where I want it but I don't. And I'll like mm-hmm. I'll probably never get it, and then when it goes back up to like $190,000, I'll be like, I should have gotten it. But what else? I'm sorry, I interrupted your screed.
Not really. But GunCon is, you know, that's like the best gun technology, though.
This one uses the Wii technology.
Really?
Because the arcade, because they can't use a light gun anymore with plasma screens and all that shit. So
right.
So it's basically a sensor bar, or it's not a sensor bar. It's two
dots.
Well,
no, that's how GunCon always worked.
Really?
I think. Yeah, because there's this thing that plugs into the PlayStation and connects to your TV, and that's how it allows the GunCon, or it doesn't work like the Zapper does or the Dreamcast light gun.
I didn't know that.
That's what made it so much better than everything else.
I didn't know that. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now we know. And
because
now we
the main problem the main problem with light gun is that it doesn't register two people shooting at the same time. That's why House of Dead Dreamcast is kind of hard to play. Because if both people shoot at the same time, one gets registered, the other gets a white screen. Or a blank screen.
Interesting.
So GunCon totally eliminates that, because each register is independent on the gun, as opposed to based on the screen.
You gotcha.
Nutso.
Dummo. Oh, and if anyone's interested, Uncharted is going for 3% off on Amazon, which means that it's not $60, it's $58. Yay!
Yeah. Awesome.
I guess.
Fantastic.
Okay, and Assassin's Creed is also 3% off.
Oh my god, 58-87.
Yeah. Buy Glory Days 2 for DS, anybody who likes games.
What's Glory Days 2?
I don't know, I'm just trying to shout out these games that nobody buys, but I've heard good things about. I've never played this game. I'll probably buy it like when it's like $5 and feel bad about it.
You know what I'm strangely looking forward to now that I actually read like a preview on it? I forget what the American name of it now is. It's Forever Blue, the diving sim for Wii.
Endless Ocean?
Endless Ocean, that's what it's called.
Where you get to fondle fish?
Yeah, yeah. Fondle dolphins. Make
I'm
love
kinda
to them.
I'm kind of scared of that one.
Yeah, did you know that there's a sex scene between human and dolphin in that game? Like Mass Effect.
They actually showed that on 1UP.com.
Oh my god, they showed the sex scene already?
Yeah.
Damn.
Not the Mass Effect one, the dolphin one.
I know.
Go look at it.
Shit.
No, they didn't.
That's a spoiler.
Spoilers! Let's see, what, I'm very hard for Christmas. Like, I just want money so I can buy it myself. Like, usually I'm very, like, well, I'm giving stuff to other people, I don't like getting gift cards, because I'm just like, I want to put thought into this gift, but when it comes to me, I'm like, do not think about it, just give me money. I'm okay, don't worry about it. So I can go out and buy my Glory Days 2.
Glory Days.
And my Uncharted. Mm-hmm. Although I really, really would want a DualShock 3 to play Uncharted with, and I don't want to pay $60 for it. Oh, my goodness. I was in the GameStop, the same GameStop that I heard the whole thing about Forza.
Yeah.
If anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about, just go to my blog, and basically this guy was like, yo, I have this Forza game, and his friend was like, what's wrong with it? And he's like, well, let's say you're going down the street at 80. If you want to make a turn, you have to go down to 15. His friend goes, that's whack! And I'm just like, it's a sim. That's what you do in these things.
You know, all the comments were like, oh, we don't want these people on the road. I don't want to be on the road with this guy. Oh,
I wrote this on my Destructoid blog, and everybody got racist on me. I'm like, what the hell is your problem? They're like, oh, you shouldn't have gone to the GameStop on MLK. I'm like, what is
MLK?
Martin Luther King.
That's not MLK.
Martin Luther King Boulevard.
I know.
And I'm like,
you went here, right? Not
yeah,
in
I went to the Herald Square one, and I'm just like, that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, hold. They're like, this other guy was like, you guys are retarded, like, why, don't be so ignorant. And they're like, oh, lighten up. If we can't, like, laugh at a race. And I'm just like, thinking to myself, I'm like, it's not funny. I'm not offended. It's just ignorant and stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are just dumb. But anyway, so,
whack.
Like, in that same GameStop, I went in there. The only reason why I went in there is to see the Christmas rush and just kind of observe it from the corner.
Right.
Because it's like National Geographic. You're just like watching a stampede. And all the crying kids trying to get out of the store. And this one kid was like, no, no, I don't want, no. And like this, his mother was huge and she was like smacking him. And she was like, you're like, we're, you know, doing whatever she has to do to get this kid out of the store. Mm-hmm. And she was like 20 times his size.
Leave?
And he don't, I don't know if he didn't want to leave or if he was just saying no to something. And she was just trying to get him to move.
Right.
And like the line was stalled because, like, she was in the middle of the line with her kids just running amok.
Nice.
And I think I might make this a dangerous habit. And if I had my camera, if it wasn't broken, I would have gone and filmed it.
Oh, man.
And just, like, sit in the corner.
Put it on YouTube.
Right here. Right here we can observe the species that wants to get out of the store, but her young is not cooperating. Let's watch. No! No! These cries are typical of male humans. 7 years of age. You're gonna get out of this door! And this is a parent's response. Usually, it separates the herd and causes a rift in the line. I next year I'm gonna do that, I swear. I'm gonna get
a
camera.
That's gonna be awesome.
And I'm gonna observe the holiday rush.
I was gonna say, if your camera was working, you could always go to the store on the day after Christmas and see all the returns.
Oh.
Now that's something to watch.
Oh, man. I always thought this was stuff of legend because I didn't really think that kids would care that much. Like, they'd be like, Spider-Man! And just play it. And then before they realized that Spider-Man was shit, they couldn't return it.
Oh, no, I'm not even talking about that. I mean, this isn't even kids. This is like, if you go to Best Buy or like Circus City, you know, those big stores, day after Christmas is the worst day to be on that customer service line, either to be on the line for something else or to be working behind a counter, because it's just going out the store with people with returns and people with problems with the stuff they got for Christmas. Ooh, man, it's like
Rock
the black,
Band,
the reverse Black Friday.
Rock Band.
Rock Band. Well, they say don't take it back to the store.
Right, I know, but people aren't gonna
some people
are gonna probably throw away that sheet.
Yeah, they are.
Like, I don't even know where mine is. I know to contact EA, so I don't need it, but, like, case in point, I don't know where mine is.
Mine is sticking out on my computer case.
Well, you have to have it because you had to return it.
Yeah.
So you obviously kept it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Detail the free EA games that you could get.
Oh, I don't know if I can anymore. They did on, what you call it? I'll do it from there.
Oh, that's right, because it's first
games
come, first serve.
Games are fun. Let me see. They have the list of games are fun, and I'm looking at it now. EA released this list of free compensatory games. The list goes as follows. Command & Conquer 3, Tiberian Wars.
Good deal.
Command & Conquer the first decade. What? I didn't see Command & Conquer the first decade. No,
oh, it's, man.
They don't have Command & Conquer first decade because that wasn't in the list. FIFA 08, Harry Potter and the Order of
Phoenix. Did you just say FIFA?
FIFA, right.
FIFA 08.
FIFA, as FIFA. In like smoking soccer balls.
FIFA.
Harry Potter and Order of Phoenix, Medal of Honor Airborne, NASCAR 08, Live 08, Need for Speed Pro Street, NHL 08, Rock Band, Skate.
Skate. That makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
Does your Rock Band guitar not work? Send it in. Oh, we're late. We're going to give you a free game. How about Rock Band? I already own it.
I swear. Anyway, Skate, which is what I got for 360. Mm. Simpsons game, Sims 2 Deluxe, and Tiger Woods 08.
Tiger Woods!
So
you should have gotten Rock Band.
I should have gotten Rock Band, but you know what I thought? By the time I got it in February, I'm not going to be able to net money from it.
You speak of it like it's in past tense. That's the funniest part. Mm-hmm. Oh, I also, what else I've been playing? Not really playing, but I got my Stranglehold actually really fast. They sent it to me in one day. And I watched the Blu-ray. And it's a little disappointing because like it's a transfer of an old film. So it looks good. It looks really good, but it still doesn't hit that like high mark because it's a transfer of an old film, and you can only do so much cleanup.
Yeah.
So.
But it's got that awesome soundtrack.
I just like it when he rolls on the gurney and shoots the shit out of that guy who's trying to come at him. I think it was Tony Leung that was doing that. But yeah, and I plan to play a little bit of that to see what it looks like on the TV. I already played the demo of Stranglehold a while ago. I wasn't too impressed, but we'll see. Maybe it gets better. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Now that I have a SuccessAxis controller.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay.
What do we want to talk about? Anybody? What should we talk about? Oh, wait. This isn't live, so you can't tell us.
Yeah, we can't take calls. Well, we can, but we can't.
We should. We should prank call someone on our Skype list.
Yeah, but hello.
But the problem is that Skype has our name on it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Maybe I should call Slunks with our other account. No, let's not.
Let's say we did.
That's too much maintenance.
Yeah, too much work.
We'll test his loyalty to our podcast and see if he realizes that we're going to prank call him. If he listens to this episode and emails me and says, "What the fuck is your problem?" Then we know that he's a fan. If not, Slunks, we hardly knew ye. Then we're going to prank call you. If only I had his real phone number. That would be creepy, though.
That would be extremely creepy. It's like, yo, is your refrigerator running?
Is your refrigerator running? No.
Well, I want to rape it.
okay. Sure. You know, that would be a good prank call.
You, tonight.
No, not him, the refrigerator.
I know. That's what I said, you, tonight, refrigerator.
Yeah, but I thought you meant when you said you meant like the guy you're calling.
Oh, no, I was talking about call.
Oh.
Yo, is your water running?
No?
Well, I'd like to rape it.
How do you rape water? We should totally do that. I'm going to do that to somebody. I'm going to do that to you.
No, you're not.
Okay, I think we've run the course.
The course has been run.
Buy Glory Days too.
Yeah.
Also buy Scourge Hive.
Scourge also Hive, buy, definitely.
What else came out that didn't sell?
A lot of shit.
Don't buy Red Steel. Stop buying it. It's a shit game. Why do you buy
it? I don't know. They just see red and they're like, oh my god, you can shoot people.
Buy Atlas Games.
Yes, there please.
Buy Atlas Games.
Buy Disgaea. even though
it'll take you 100 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, that's it. We're out. For Tony, who was sick today.
That's you.
For Ethan, who had to light the menorah. For Al.
Bumble Glot.
Mama Glot. I have been your host, Austin / Mr. Chupon, and this has been... Whoa! I did this for the second week in a row. Whoa. That is not my Batman glass. Have to do housekeeping. Listen to Marshy Man on GameSpot. Listen to GameSpot.com/user/MarshyMan50. Listen to Game Slaves Radio at www.gameslaves.net, or you can look up Game Slaves Radio on iTunes. And I think new on the site, not much. Maybe okay. Over the break we'll be able to work on the blogging technology, even though we already have blogs, but we'll see. I think that's it. Nothing new on the site, except for, I put up Podcast 75's blurb, so in case anyone was wondering where 75 is, it's there. This week was crazy, so excuse me. And that legitimately is it, and we're out. Christmas Doom. Dang, fries are done.